Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is March 1st. Time to get out your shorts. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Beautiful day here on the East Coast, right? Delaware. And yeah, just excited to have you. I think, you know, we just came out of Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So you are Kristen Abbott and you have Bites of Delight.
I am. I do. Mm-hmm.
Which is a great name. I wasn't sure if it was going to be B-I or B-Y. I didn't know if it was going to be cute, but I love the name. And so we just came out of Valentine's Day. I come home the other day and my wife's like, I got gifts for everybody. And I was like, oh, what did you do? And she brings out these great little boxes. And inside the box is a big chocolate heart. It almost kind of looks futuristic, right? It has like some angles.
Like, yeah, geometric. Like, geometric, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a transformer heart, right? Right. A big chocolate transformer heart. And a hammer. And I'm like, what? So we were all very excited. And then, I'm assuming we did it correctly. We took the hammer and we beat the hell out of the chocolate heart.
Yes, yes.
We broke its heart, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
kind of like the pun, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but out came more joy, chocolate, right, and candy, and all sorts of fun things that came out of this heart that we broke with a hammer. And I'm like, who did you get this from? And my wife's like, this chick I saw on Facebook. And so I'm like, well, we got to get this girl on the podcast. So you are Kristen Abbott, and you do have Bites of Delight, and you are doing some cool stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. She wrote me a message, and she was super excited, and she got a couple of the love letters too, the cookies. And
I didn't see the cookies. Did I get passed over? Maybe she gave those to her.
Well, she had two little notes, and they were like the love letter cookies, and you broke them open, and they had two little notes.
Never mind. I did
okay.
Have that, too.
And
said, I love you. And the cake was good.
Thank you. Thank you. Then people really like the broken hearts. I mean, it's never sad, no. Even though you break the heart. So, because there's so much joy in it. But yeah, she was super excited, and she said, "Hey, do you want to do this podcast?" And I thought, "Yes, let's do it."
Yeah, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it was fun because I'd never seen that, obviously, and my wife was excited about it. So I was like, obviously, like, what did she find, right? Mm-hmm. And when we went through it, it was great. And then we had all these boxes of all the stuff, and then I kept just like in the middle of the night, I'd go in and I'd open a box and dig through and find a little Reese's cup or a mint. I don't know. But I finally ate. All of it's gone. We finally had to throw it all away, thank God. But it's almost like that, the Halloween bag that just won't go away.
Yes, yes.
So it was fun. But great idea. Did you come up with the idea? Or is this...
I'm sort of part of a group on, you know, like fellow bakers and other vendors. And you see it, you know, sort of people have these great ideas. So I found the mold. And I thought, you know, let's try it. And it really does. It's a hit. And at Easter, I actually have another one coming out, but it's a carrot.
Okay.
And you sort of break the carrot, and, you know, it's a fun thing, too. It's the same principle.
Well, that's, you know, it's, you know, we came out of this, obviously, this big pandemic, right, this whole thing, and, you know, people have said that, you know, our saving grace is going to be the millennials and the artists, right? And I think prior to maybe the pandemic, you know, we would have seen maybe servers, right, or doing something, you know, maybe prior you were a server. And then after the pandemic, you are now painting a mural on the building for them, right? Mm-hmm. It's these artists. And this, you know, I saw this great interview on Joe Rogan with Mark Zuckerberg. Hate him, love him, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he said his whole point of making Facebook was to enable people to have a platform to be whatever they want to be, right?
Yes.
Just entitling... Not entitling, empowering people to have a platform to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like to take pictures of running. You know, you're empowering yourself. You're building a small business through these platforms, which I think is honest. I mean, awesome and honestly awesome. And kind of lucky, right? Because we didn't have this like 10 years ago. Like when I was young, there was no platform for me to try to build a business. It was, you know, brick and mortar and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But we're seeing a lot of cool opportunities out there. I think you do a few other things as well, right?
I do Mary Kay as well.
Right.
Stay-at-home mom. Yep. I've got three children, two are at home, and then one is serving as a Marine in California.
Awesome.
Camp
Pendleton?
No.
No, what is the... No.
Something different. It's not going to come to my mind because okay. I never can remember. I did see, like, when COVID hit, a lot of people turned to crafting and, like, sort of found their inner, you know... Artist. What? Yeah, they wanted to just... create, and they came out of the woodwork, and it's amazing. Some people are still doing it. Some people went back to what they were doing. I did this right before the pandemic hit. I started in 2019 in the fall. Nice. And my mom actually started it with me. It was a mother-daughter combo, and she was retired, and we kind of took off with it. And then she said she wanted to see the world. So now it's me, and I'm loving it.
Well, I think there was kind of these home businesses sort of thing. You mentioned Mary Kay. It's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have had a lot of success through that. It does. I remember their theme was just empowering women, mm-hmm. I think, which is great. You know, a lot. But, you know, I think maybe 10 years ago you would look at one of these and you'd be like, oh, boy, you know, someone's got a new business. Here we, mm-hmm. you know, I always mm-hmm. say, it's as good as long as the friends and family are answering the phone, right? Mm-hmm. And then Correct. When you got to expand and start to really reach out past them, that's when it can be a little challenging. But now we're seeing a lot of cool products, like really great ideas. Like this caught my wife's eye. We bought six of them, I think, yeah. five or six yeah. of them. I mean, this isn't like something, oh, let's help Kristen out because she's starting a new business. It's like... Mm-hmm. My kids are going to dig this thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're seeing a lot of cool stuff like that. You know, whether it's Mary Kay or, you know, it's always something, right? Akai yes. was remember the purple bottles of juice from heaven, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
Akai.
Acai.
Mm-hmm. Acai. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing. But now we're starting to see just like cool stuff mm-hmm. that like people want. And I love it.
That's the challenge is trying to find something that not everybody else is putting out. Right. Try to be a little different. Mary Kay is sort of, you know, everybody has the same, you know, book to go through and everything, but I still like helping people find their shine. And with Bites of Delight, I like serving smiles.
Yeah.
So if I can help somebody, you know, and the main part of it is just the tiny like cake balls and things like that and bite-sized things. But I also do cupcakes and cakes as well. And I've really enjoyed that. So if I can bring a smile to somebody's face, I'm happy.
So have you like always been interested in baking? And you mentioned that you're a stay-home mom, which is awesome. You know,
Thank you.
My wife's a stay-home mom now, and it's worth all the things we've given up to Absolutely. Have that happen. Mm-hmm.
I was lucky to be able to do so. That's the other challenge too, is sometimes moms are not able to do that and spend time with their little ones. And I was able to create the foundation for my son, and now he's four and he's now in preschool yeah. and it's great. He's super happy.
Well, we used to, there was like a little like guilt for people that were stay home moms. Like, oh, mm-hmm. you're a stay home mom. It's, mm-hmm. like, it's hard. There's a lot.
It's definitely not an easy
it's
task.
Not an easy task. So thank you. I mean, I think it's great. My wife's also a stay home mom and I love it. Like mm-hmm. someone's asking me, what camps are you going to do this year? I'm like, we're not doing any. We're going to stay home camp. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. Stay home camp.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine for right. us.
Staycations. Yeah.
Yeah. Staycations. We love it. But, you know, have you always been interested in baking? Was this something that sort of fit for you? Was this?
Yes. I grew up next to my grandmother and cool. she was a huge baker.
Yeah.
Everybody came to her for holidays and it stuck with me. And actually my mom and I were asked to do cake balls for a party. And it was just sort of a favor, a hobby, you know. And I was just like, okay, let's do it. After we did it, people were like asking if we did this more often, you know, like, can you do it again? And I thought, let's create something from this. You know, I'm staying at home, but I also want to feel like have a sense of purpose and contributing to the household financially as well.
Yeah.
And we just created and it took off.
Well, especially when you do something like this, you almost have to treat it like a job, even though you're at home, right? Yes. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I got to get up. I'm getting up, mm-hmm. you know, get apron or whatever it is mm-hmm. we protect our clothes with, right? And, you know, this is what I do.
Yes.
This is my, I do this from this point to this point, and then mm-hmm. after that point, then I do this. And it's like a job, and you treat it, and you get up. And so it is, you just don't have to go anywhere, but it's still work.
It's still work, and there's late nights.
Yeah.
There's, you know, getting up early in the morning and going to markets, and, you know, the little one stays home. My daughter stays at home. And, you know, like, so we're still leaving the house. We're still, you know, but it's, you have to dedicate a certain part to, okay, it's dinner time. I've got to cut the business time off and then get back into it. So you have to juggle it.
Well, I got to ask, do you cook, how do you make a cake ball? I mean, do you bake it into a ball or is there a cake scooper ball?
It, you can do it two ways. My method started out by baking the cake in a like cake ball, like okay. form. And then I went into basically you bake a cake and you crumble it all up. And it doesn't keep that cake form at all. It's all crumbled and everything. And you add a little bit of a binder. And that can be sort of anything that you depending on the flavor. So you add like a little bit of frosting or something. And you make them into, it's kind of like Play-Doh.
Okay.
And then you take the little ball form and you roll it up. I hand roll all my balls. And then you dip it in vanilla or chocolate or some sort of other flavoring that hardens over top. And you go with it.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're shaping.
I am shaping.
Okay, mm-hmm. I figured it. You know, like yep. the watermelon ball. You remember the?
Yeah, like there's a little ice cream scoop that you can do, but over time, it just I'm faster just hand rolling everything.
That's interesting. So it's kind of you crumble the cake up into mm-hmm. more of a cake crumble.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then a binder, which mm-hmm. is like the frosting.
And you throw in, you know, if it's like I have a death by chocolate, you throw in chocolate chips and like fudge and stuff like that. And when you roll it all up, there's like little bits of. Like heaven inside the ball itself.
Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So do you do seasonal?
I do.
Is this going to be a whole podcast about balls?
Yeah. I mean, let's be real.
This is an SNL skit already.
Yes.
I might giggle a few times, but, you know, please pardon me. But, you know, do you have seasonal balls?
I do have seasonal balls. I do. I have, I would say, comfortably over 50 flavors.
Okay.
And... people even come up with like to me with like a random like I like off the unicorn or something like that. Okay, I'll go with it and I make it up as I go along. Some things I see online too and I'm like, "You know what? Let me try this." And I tweak it a little bit because I try to be a little bit like off that curve or to the side.
Bro, that whole thing with the busting that chocolate, that was original. I don't know if someone came up with that idea or you did, but that was totally I thought that was great.
I can't take the credit for it, but I mean, I can take you know, my own personal spin off of it.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, the first year I did it, I think that they were banging. There was a video. It was Ogre's Grove actually did one. And they were banging and banging and banging. And they were like, is there a trick to this?
Yeah.
And, you know, finally they got through and they were like, oh my gosh. And it's unlimited. You can put anything in there. You can even put toys. You don't even have to put anything that's edible. You can put even cake balls in there if you want or make the whole inside cake.
Can you put, like, animals? Like baby chicken? Well, there is some hammering. You maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. I apologize.
And you probably don't want to eat the shell afterwards because you're not sure what's inside.
Very true. Swine flew up in there. Well, and it did feel weird because there is something inside that says, don't break the chocolate with the hammer, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, what's inside? But how fun. I mean, it was just, it was awesome.
Well, we're definitely going to have an Easter one that's a carrot that's breakable. And then... you know, I have had at one point in time smash balls, which is kind of like the hot cocoa bomb spin where it's just a tiny, it's like a cocoa bomb sized ball, but it has candy inside. So it's like, it's a smaller form parents that, you know, you don't have as many sweets and chocolates inside. It's kind of like, okay, here's a little bit less, like they feel more comfortable giving a smaller smash ball than they do like a huge gigantic heart form.
Well, I feel like you could almost do like gender reveal parties too with this sort of thing.
And I've done gender reveal cake balls as well.
Okay.
And it's unlimited.
Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. So is your mind like, hey, I'm always sort of kind of just feeling, seeing what's kind of coming down the pipe. Like a lot of times I'll see something and then I'll see it all over the place. Like, you know, you'll see, I don't know, whatever's trending and it's just like, you can't get away from it. I had never seen this, sort of thing mm-hmm. and I never saw another thing after it about that sort of thing. So it was very, yeah. I don't know, you seemed to be the only one doing that, which was cool.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. I try to find a little bit different. I've tried things that don't really take off. Cocoa Bombs, huge hit the first year I did them. Less of a hit the second year. Now it's the mold is being sold in stores. You can do it as a family activity, which I think is great.
Sure.
But for business, now I'm looking at it like, not so popular. Okay.
Well, it sort of seems like a business that's just always changing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's like, hey, what's next? So what's next? What is, have you seen anything cool coming down that got you your attention for next Valentine's Day?
Well, the love letters were new this year.
So that was a, let's explain that.
Sugar
so
it was cookie.
Like a, yeah, was it a sugar cookie? Mm-hmm. It felt like it was a little cake.
It was a soft sugar cookie dough, I found, and that was like trial and error. Okay. Lots of recipes. My husband got tired of eating sugar cookies after a while.
It was tasty.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know why. I do have this slight memory of my wife giving me this cake and me going into it and finding a piece of paper in it.
Well, the heart mold took over. The breakable heart took over. So now it that was less of a memory. I got it.
Yeah, but it was nice. And I think it said inside, I love you. It was very... Mm-hmm.
She personalized it, actually. She,
I was going to say, it was a handwritten letter.
She told me what to put in there. And it was parchment paper, which is perfectly safe to put inside.
So it bakes with it.
It can, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And a little bit of sprinkles here and there, but you assemble the love letter itself, and it's kind of fun. You just break it open, kind of like you would open an envelope.
Yeah.
And, so that was the first time I did that, and I hadn't seen that before.
Well, I liked it because I'm not a big fan of Valentine's Day. I'm that guy. This is all...
No, my husband's that guy.
Mm-hmm. This is a Hallmark holiday. This is just about,
absolutely,
making
yes.
money, and I'm, my wife's like, oh, I love it. I want flowers and candy and stuffed animals. I mean, she just loves this stuff, and I do not. And so we have to find some common ground. And yes. I thought this was a nice, even though she purchased it, took care of all the details. Right. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, she found a way to make it fun for you, which is great.
Well, how does it feel when someone finds you on Facebook like that and reaches out
Wonderful.
And orders something?
It's fabulous. Through recommendation or just finding it by random search. It feels good to me. And generally, I can do most anything that anybody asks me to. If I cannot, I have recommendations for you. So there's always, I never leave you with just a, where do I go from here? Because I don't use fondant. Fondant is that moldable kind of like Play-Doh that you can eat.
Sugar Play-Doh.
Yeah. And it tastes terrible, honestly.
Looks like it would taste good.
It does. But it does not. I use modeling chocolate. I use marzipan, as long as there's no nut allergies, to mold these little figures that people are like, little kids are looking for. It's great. I don't want to say no. If I can do it in buttercream or some other fun edible treat, I will.
Nice. Well, did you grow up here? Let's hear a little bit about your story.
I grew up in Annapolis, Maryland, actually.
Okay.
And I was born in Pennsylvania. So I'm always been like Pennsylvania, Maryland, or Delaware. My mom retired here, and I came with her. And I just sort of found my niche here. I met my husband in Delaware, and he actually lived right over in Maryland. And I found him on one of those cliche dating sites. And
it's all dating sites.
Yuck. But I actually found, and
worked.
He's fabulous.
Nice.
Love him.
What's his name?
Brian.
Hey, Brian. Good job, Brian.
And, and so we met and we got married. We had a little guy. He came home from with us on our honeymoon. He was our little souvenir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we have two older children and they love him to death. So it's like a wonderful blended family. And that's we bought a house in Milton, and we love Milton.
Milton's
so
awesome.
So we found a place to plant our roots, and he works all over Delaware as well, so he's well-known in the area.
Well, it's funny because, 20 years ago, maybe blended families weren't as popular.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a thing now.
It is.
Our family's the same way. Sam's with us for a week. He's not with us for another week. It's like, it's always, there's someone always coming and going, and I think it's really... Yeah, it's awesome.
It's come together lately, and I love that. I love my stepchildren. I don't call them stepchildren. I call them bonus children because, really, they're a bonus.
I always say, listen, my kids, the only thing I have better, the only thing that I have going on that my kids don't is experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of great things that come out of my kids' mouth that make me go, hey, that's really a good point. You know, like, mm-hmm. you know, just because they're small and young doesn't mean that they don't have great ideas.
What, you know, right, correct.
Because we get caught up in life and get a little stuck and they're like, ah, what are you worried about? Let's do it.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Love it.
But it's wonderful. The little guy and his sister, they're 15 years apart. And you wouldn't think they were. They are like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
And they love, you know, testing out the product. And the little 4-year-old EJ, he's I'm teaching him kind of how to roll a cake ball now. Cammy is, you know, she's doing her thing at 19. She's, you know, loving makeup and all that stuff. So she looks at the cake balls and she's like, I'll eat them. So it's great. Like, you know, everyone's sort of a part of it, whether they're tasting the product or, you know, the little guy's like, let me help.
How do you find, because you do use your, like Facebook, are you on Instagram too?
I am. I'm not, you know, actually Cammy's teaching me how to use Instagram and okay. TikTok and things like that. I'm all on all of those except for Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. And to keep up with all of those social media things, Facebook is my go-to. Yeah. There's a website in the works. But again, it's kind of like a learning thing, like you know, because cake balls are little and they sort of fly out of here. So how do you manage? Mm-hmm. And it does take time to make them, you know, they're not just
So are they on a stick?
They can be, but I usually don't mess with that stick.
Okay.
Which is why cake balls has become sort of my name for it. If you request it, absolutely, I'll use a stick. Bag it up individually, but I've got a little two clamshell, and I'll sell them by 2s, 6s, 12s.
Well, and it just saves from throwing away the stick, right? Because it just gets tossed.
And tears. Like little guys, they'll bite it and not realize that it's going to come right off. It's not completely like glued to the stick like a lollipop. It's, you know, it's just in there to look like a fun little treat.
So some kids might actually bite through the cake and hit the stick
and then the other part of it falls off.
Oh.
And then there's tears. I don't like tears.
No.
No, I like to bring joy. So
well, I don't like biting into a stick either.
Yeah, I mean, who wants that?
That's mm-hmm. a game changer.
Right.
Especially at my age, these poor teeth. Well, that's cool. My kids love those cake balls. We get them at some place down in Rehoboth, and mm-hmm. they, every time, got to get the cake balls.
Yeah, and at the farmer's market, some people say that they're like, oh, there's truffles. No. Once they find out it's cake balls, they're like, wait, is this like cake pops? I'm like, yeah, just without the stick. They're like, hey, great idea. And sometimes people give me the clamshell back and they'll say, I'm going to eat this right now. Or I'll say, do you want a bag? And they're like, no, I'm eating it right now. Like they want to enjoy it right on the spot.
Well, what's a week like for you? What's a month like? Is this kind of like plan it out through the year? Do you have your key moments? Obviously Valentine's Day for the breaking of the heart sort of thing is probably a key point in the year. But what's a week like for you?
It's usually Mondays, my planning days, and then the rest of the week, by the end of the week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is usually when products go out for birthday parties and farmers markets and events. I have events all the way to the end of the year. Not every weekend, but I've got booked. I've already planned out certain things that I like to do, and I know that they're going to be here again this year. But typically, the rest of the week, I'm rolling in the kitchen. You know, if you FaceTime me, I've got my... you know, hair pulled back in my little bandana on and my gloves on and I'm, you know, I'm in my form. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when my little guy gets off the bus, we take a break for a little bit, do some things with him because family time is definitely important for us. And then, you know, evening is a good time to bake too because the kiddos are kind of like, yeah, I'm going to do my own thing or they're sleeping. And you got to leave time for hubby too. So
sure.
By the end of the week, you know, my mother-in-law and my mom, they come over sometimes and they help me bag up things and get ready for, you know, putting stickers and stuff and labeling all that stuff. But by the end of the week, I'm like ready to go. Products are out the door.
Was this the first year for the heart mold?
No, this was the second year.
So how was your first year and how was the second year?
Second year was actually more popular.
Okay.
I think between the second year and the third year, I grew a lot on Facebook.
Okay.
A lot of people found me. A lot of people follow now. So there's a lot more following. Every year has been a little bit different. and it's fabulous. And now I have people who, oh, my son's birthday's coming up again in June. Can you do another cake? Wonderful. Hmm. Just tell me the theme. Let me work with it.
Ninja Turtles, Pokemon cakes? I mean, do you have all the requests?
Oh, yeah.
Pokemon seems to be very popular right now, even though it was popular when my kids were kids.
Yeah, they come
Maybe
back.
It just stays popular.
Mario and Super Mario is actually coming back. The four-year-old loves Super Mario. Wow. Never played the game.
Right.
He sees it on the YouTube Kids or whatever mm-hmm. that venue is, the whatever the thing they go on online. And I get a lot of requests for Cocomelon, and that's sort of...
What's Cocomelon?
Oh, Cocomelon is a little cartoon baby. Cocomelon. Yeah. I you know, when people say Cocomelon, and I'm like, oh...
It's a cartoon baby?
It's a cartoon baby that you learn, and it's fabulous, but... No, actually, my four-year-old, he'll say, Cocomelon's on. I'm like, no. And he knows that I'm like, no, something else. Anything but that.
That one gets under your skin.
Yes, that one gets under my skin. But I don't turn anything. Like, if they want, I actually had a request for a Walkman cake.
Okay.
For an older guy. And still a kid, but an older guy. And he loved the technology of the 80s.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that's great. I made this Walkman out of chocolate.
Right.
I made this Walkman out of chocolate.
Well, that's
and
very cool.
I formed it all and everything, and he was thrilled. But that was the first time I've ever made a Walkman out of chocolate.
That's cool.
And I put it right on top of the regular cake. He wanted mint chocolate chip cake. I said, no problem. I got you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're willing, I mean, you're, if, did you say you have a website or website's coming?
The website's coming, yes.
So on there, when you have it finally up, will you be able to see all the things that you...
Yes.
All the services. What is your main service? Cake?
Cake.
Mm-hmm. Cake.
Cake. Cake balls are my weekly thing at markets and events, and dip delights, like dipped Oreos. I do the double stuff, or I'll do the like flavors. I don't do the regular Oreos. I try not to, because anybody can, you know, it's just a regular Oreo. Let's make it exciting.
Sure.
My peanut butter dipped Oreos are peanut butter Oreo with a Reese's peanut butter cup on top, and I dip it together.
Oh boy.
Because why would you just have an Oreo? You can put something on top.
Exactly. And then dip it.
And then my mint Oreos are mint Oreo with a York peppermint patty dipped on together.
Oh my God.
So, and then I have
dipped
pretzels as well. And those are my most popular things at like the farmers markets and things. They know.
I love those big stick pretzels that are like dipped in caramel with drizzled chocolate and everything stuck to
yes,
it.
Yes, why would you just have a regular? Like,
that is
yeah,
so good.
Mm-hmm.
You make those too?
I do. And I can roll them in, you know, Reese's, or I do a kitchen sink one where I roll it in like caramel and M&Ms and any sort of thing you think of, and whatever sticks to it, you go for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
I really enjoy it.
Your kids must be in heaven.
For the most part, yes. I mean, you know, the dentists don't like me,
no.
But, you know.
No, it's... I would imagine. I think I just got a cavity right. Just discussing it.
That's what my husband says. I say, can you try this? And he's like, okay. You know, because I had a gastric bypass surgery in 2012.
Okay.
And so sugar for me is not my best friend,
no.
Which is funny because people laugh at me all the time. Like, you do a baking business.
Right.
And I said, yeah, but I don't always, I know generally what my stuff tastes like. I'll taste the frosting a little bit just to make sure I'm on board. But generally I'm like, here, you know, to my daughter, my son, like my husband, I'm like, how does it taste? They'll give me a thumbs up.
Sometimes
a little bite's enough for me. That's why we started the cake balls, my mom and I, years ago, because we thought dessert in little portions rather than a whole slice of cake.
Well, it's sort of what I liked about that heart thing is that, I'm not a big candy eater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat candy unless after midnight. For some reason, like, I wake up in the middle of the night with this chocolate demon.
Yeah.
And he's like, we need
it's
some
like that,
chocolate.
It's like that Gremlins movie, like, way back in the day.
Yeah.
Eight after midnight, yeah.
It is weird. Like, I'm powerless over chocolate after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It is bizarre. And, but you can kind of return to the box, right?
You yes.
know, it's not like,
yes.
And that's cool because it is in the box that you mm-hmm. close up the box and you sort of keep it all fresh. But I opened my box back up and I look in there and there was like, you know, M&M's. I could find a couple little things to satisfy my chocolate demon and then shut the box and go back to bed.
Right. Out of sight, out of mind. And you're like, okay, but you still kind of knew it was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. My cake balls, if you know, they get, a lot of people get the 12 packs and it's a variety and it could be three of one. You know, it's, sometimes it's two of every flavor. Like I'll have six flavors that week or something. But you can keep them in the fridge for up to 3 weeks.
Nice.
Or you can freeze them, and they freeze well, and you just take one out and let it thaw on the counter all day. And
my friend Heidi does the protein balls.
Oh, those are delicious too.
They're delicious. Mm-hmm. Like oats and chocolate chips and, you know, all the
yes, good stuff. It's delicious. And you don't feel, it's like less guilt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I can't even eat those. I'm like, I'm just it's so delicious that I'm like, I can't eat this whole thing. I just feel like I'd be, feel bad about myself.
Well, that's why we do the tiny portions.
Right.
You know, and I love that. And people say sometimes, like I cut mine into 4 pieces and I'll take one bite and I'll go and do something else, you know, and then I'll come back and it's great.
Yeah.
You know, be, and then, and, but people generally, they're like, let's buy a 12 pack. Cause some people are like, look, what, 2 balls are not enough.
Do you do baker's dozen?
Yeah. Yes.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's,
14
you know,
for the price of 12.
I'm just like, oh, here's an extra one just because, you know, I do have a lot of return customers at markets every week. They,
so what markets do you,
The Milford.
Sorry to cut you off.
No. The Milton or Milford Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be
what
there.
Day is that?
That is on Saturday mornings, okay. 9 to 1. And that's right on the Riverwalk, like right by the Milford Library.
Okay.
Fabulous vendors.
Going on now, this time of year?
It starts in May.
Starts in May.
Yes. I will be doing it starting in August. Because I have like little guys doing t-ball and things like that. And I thought, you know, let's try that this year. But it's every Saturday and there's fabulous vendors, crafters, a lot of produce, meats and cheeses and things like that. Mushrooms, homemade cookies. Like I love it. It's fabulous.
Summer stuff.
You can go and get everything for your weekend if you need.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. We're kind of seeing like what other markets are out there. I'm trying to see if I can get in Rehoboth on Tuesdays.
What about the Milton?
The Milton Farmers Market, we haven't heard yet this year. We're hoping. But
what's going on with the Milton Farmers Market?
Well, we didn't. There was not a lot of foot traffic towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Kind of slowed down. And it's a different kind of market because it's in the evening. Not a lot of farmers markets are in the evening. Around here, like, you know, generally it's like the morning time and that's great. Evening time, it's a whole different crowd and they love it. They want to get their stuff for the weekend. And if they can't make it on Saturday mornings because they've got, you know, sports and things like that for their kids, they come in the evening with their kids and, they're just, it's slowed down a little bit and I'm not sure that they think that it's going to be a good hit this year. We don't know if Dogfish would ever do it again. We're kind of hoping that they do, because then it would be on the Dogfish grounds, and a lot of people like to go to Dogfish on the weekends and things like that for because they've got that little eatery that they have there. So we're hoping that picks up because that would still be on Fridays. That's a Friday market.
Well, we used to. I mean, obviously the pandemic changed everything, but mm-hmm. I mean, we used to go to the Milton Farmers Market. Like every weekend, I mean, we didn't miss it, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, a lot of vendors over in that parking lot to the side of the parking lot, right in the dirt area.
Yes, mm-hmm.
I think part of the problem is Milton's getting more popular, and they need more places to park.
Yeah,
and I think they lost the parking lot where they used to have the market.
It did change halfway through the year, and it was a little bit difficult, and it kind of made it look smaller. So I don't think it looked as like, oh, do we want to stop here? And then you realize that you did want to stop there because you can get, you know, you can still get the things that you need for the weekend. Yeah. But it's also hard for vendors to stay the entire year because are they losing out money? Like, you know, with my product, somebody's got to enjoy it or it goes bad.
Sure.
You know, with crafting and things, it's still hard because the trends change and everything, but it's hard for me at the end of the week, you know, to make all that stuff. And then, is it going to rain? Is it going to, you know, is the market not going to be as popular? It's only going to be 3 vendors.
Right.
So we're hoping that it does take off because Milton's a great place and I love my customers in Milton.
Well, Milton's transitioning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been, you know, it's taken a while, but it's becoming very popular. A lot of people are living out this way and it's, you know, mm-hmm. everybody loves Milton. I think it's a great town. I do think that... you know, I've had like the Milton Chamber of Commerce, and I mean, maybe they're working on trying to get some of that stuff. One of the challenges I think with all that stuff is just being consistent. right? You know, because I think that started to sort of happen with that is that I think whether it was location or just having trouble getting it going, you'd go out there and it wasn't happening that weekend. And then, so you just have a couple of those and then, mm-hmm. you know, and then we obviously had the pandemic and stuff. So hopefully they get it figured out. It should be, it also got real expensive, which was bizarre because it's like, isn't this supposed to be like kind of a cheaper?
Yes. That is the other difficulty with a lot of crafters. The prices of things have gone up insane. And unfortunately, we have to raise our prices a little bit because otherwise we're not making anything from it. We don't do it, most of us anyway, don't do it to, you know, make an extreme amount of money. We do it because this is something that we enjoy. We're making money from it, but we don't plan on, you know, I mean, if we make good money, we make good money, but it's not to rate, that's not why we raise the price. We raise the price because we can't, the eggs and the butter and the, you know, right. even the chocolate. Prices of vinyl and like, you know, fabric and stuff like that. It just goes up. All crafters and, you know, home creators are having trouble.
And yeah. Well, mm-hmm. be glad you're not paying for a building.
Yeah. And that is the other struggle too.
Because I have a building, I have a business with a building and yes. it's gone up too. So
yes, it's, that is a huge struggle. And people have asked actually if I'm going to ever have a storefront. And I'd love to, because the other thing is they hear home baker and, I don't know if some people just say, you have to be licensed and insured to have a home, you know, home bakery.
Right.
You have to go through and do all the steps. You have to apply for a business license. So I've done all the steps. I've done what I need to do. The only difference is I don't have a storefront. I'd love to have a storefront. In fact, that possibly is in the works on, you know, the property this year, you know, at home, having a place where like people can come outside of my house, but right there.
That'd be cool.
It would be fabulous.
Yeah.
But again, you know, economy is kind of yuck.
Well, and I think you'd probably do it and then be like, God, I remember the days we didn't have to pay for the storefront. We were just fine.
Right.
There's always mm-hmm. this something that kind of pushes in trying something. And that's, you know, I think it's great. But, you know, and I've had several, I mean, I've had probably 5 or 6 different people on this podcast that all had a guy that does, he cooks all this food and people come to his house and picks it up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bryant, he has the barbecue truck. I mm-hmm. mean, it's always, you know, yes. every day I get all these pictures of ribs and macaroni and cheese and crab cakes. I'm like, oh, because they're, you know, I'm part of their message list, right? Yeah. This group that the everybody gets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. So, you know, you can definitely do it. Doesn't look like sometimes other businesses, but it's, you know, every certain person has their routine and figures out ways to do it. You know, I think it's great. You know, it's, you know, byproduct of coming out of this pandemic and people trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's especially, yeah, after the pandemic, you know, we took the steps to follow the COVID procedures and we had to go through actual food training for that. And you know, make sure that that was listed on our website or the Facebook page. And, you know, people were kind of leery with food afterwards. You know, is it safe? Is it, you know, yeah, I took all the steps. And I want, the first step was making my customers feel comfortable.
I don't think we ever saw someone catch COVID through food.
Nope. but, you know, people are very scared.
People
even
might
now.
Have thought it, but I remember wiping down everything.
Oh,
but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I remember, and even now, some people ask, you know, have you, you know, has there been COVID in your house or anything like that? If there's any sort of sickness in my house, I make sure that I'm closed. I'm not, and people know it. You have to announce it, make it known.
Well, and everybody's all freaked out about COVID. I mean, I just got my butt kicked by a cold.
Yes.
There was a cold going around that gave me a whooping.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely took a COVID test because I'm like, maybe this is COVID. I never had COVID.
Oh.
Did you?
Yes, twice.
I never got
yes.
it.
Never it went got through it. My household a couple times, and some people in my household got it, and some people didn't. My little guy only had it once, and he never got it the second time around, and he's always on me, you know. So I thought, oh, my goodness. And our daughter is immunocompromised, so we had to be very careful with her.
Right.
And we, you know, but that's, even the flu this year has been so much worse for a lot of people.
I haven't had anything that's given me a fever.
Hmm.
So I don't know what that would be. I know that I had a cold.
Yes.
And I remember, because it's sort of like being in a fog. Mm-hmm. And it's like a 5-week cold.
Yes.
And I remember I felt better on the third day
mm-hmm.
of having the cold. And then the rest 4.5 weeks have been trying to shake that little...
Yes, the leftover grumble. Yes, that lasts forever. And that happened after COVID. Just leftover that people can't... And, you know, they hear you coughing, like, even in the store. And I'm just like, I try. Like, I get a tickle in my throat. And I'm like, oh, no, here we go.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just don't want to do it. Because people look at you. No, I'm good. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's allergy season, too.
Well, that's the other thing. People have come in my salon like, oh, I just have allergies. And so somehow I caught somebody's allergies.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, right.
It's
right,
like, you're full of it. It's a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody come in the other day. And they're like, oh, I'm just having some sinus things. I go, you have the cold.
Mm-hmm.
You're full of it.
Yep.
I just got over it, so I know I'm not going to catch it from you, but you're a liar.
Right, you have the cold. I mean, we're definitely moving out of that, you know, doctor's offices and hospitals are keeping up with the mask, but you don't have, like, it's great actually seeing people's full face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and listen, I think that, you know, people have come, I mean, like, the lady I just did a podcast with, Kathy Benson, she was scheduled to do a podcast with me a couple weeks ago, and I felt okay,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't going to force her to sit in this room with me for an hour while I sort of was in cold denial.
Right, right.
So I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to have to postpone this because I got a little cold,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to give it to you. Yeah. And she's like, hey, no problem.
Respect,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, we respect each other.
And, absolutely.
And hopefully that still continues. I don't know, but... But I tell you what, when I got that thing, that chocolate thing, and I got to punch a hole in it with that hammer, my cold, I think, went away a little bit. So
good. It helped. Okay.
Yeah, it's healthy.
Antioxidants. Yeah. Okay. That's good. I can put that, start putting that, you know, I can even put cold medicine, you know, I'll just put like medication in your broken heart and then you just break it open. Great. I got a cold. Here we go. Nasal decongestant.
Breaking it open is full of like Sudafed and
nasal spray. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Some Afrin.
And then you're so happy because you're like, great, I can breathe.
Is this potential, another potential outlet for this? Could we fill this with cold medicine?
Yeah.
I love it.
Like, yeah, okay, you know, like tea and coffee pods, and I'm just, you know, there you go.
That is very cool. You need, are you posting this on your Instagram? Because we're going to talk about this. How are people going to come see what I'm talking about?
So Bites of Delight, DE, if you put that in, Bites of Delight in general on Facebook, if you see the little, the rainbow dots in like a little circle, there, it's a colorful dot. You can't miss it. Bites of Delight.
DE,
because in Delaware. Because there are other Bites of Delight companies sort of towards California and things like that. But if you buy Bites of Delight DE, it'll bring up my page. You can't miss the logo. It is super colorful. And it looks like a cake pop in the middle.
Okay.
And then you'll see me. That's my cover. Like, I'm on the cover photo. I put all my cakes, my cake ball flavors. If they're not like currently going, I put cake ball flavors on there just so you know that, hey, in fall, I wonder if she's going to have this again. I've started to upload lots of things that I've done just so everybody can flock to that page. Instagram, I will definitely be on it to learn because Instagram is definitely a more popular place to go to. So,
well, I think when I want to learn about somebody or something, I'll go to their Instagram to see if I can see, you know, gender reveal, right? We're not having any kids, mm-hmm. but I mean, that's a good example, you know, like, you know, Matt down at Quest, how he's doing the fire pits on the beach.
Yes.
You know, I'll go on there and usually there'll be a picture of something that I'm interested in them doing and maybe just a little bit of information.
Absolutely.
I don't know what you did something that caught my wife's eye because she actually reached out to you.
Mm-hmm. I try to connect both of them too. So when I do post on one, it posts on the other without me having to do much. And I found that to be super helpful. But yeah, I try to put it actually on Milton Facebook feeds too. Lewis and Rehoboth. Just put it out there once or twice. I'm not a very intrusive. I don't like to be intrusive.
Sure.
So if, you know, with both businesses, it's like, here, I'm going to put this out there. If you don't want it, it's okay. No big deal. Right. If you want to come back to me, it's all good too.
Right. Well, I think my wife said that you were sort of flexible with what we could put in there, I think.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of cool because maybe someone doesn't like certain things. I don't know.
Allergies. Whatever. I asked if there was any allergies.
Okay.
And she said, no, feel free. So I sort of just went with it and sort of a grab bag. If they don't like peanut butter or have a peanut allergy, our kitchen is not nut-free. But I will tell you, if there's no Reese's cake balls or things like that, you're good. Like, you're good this week. Like, there was nothing... that could be contaminated. If there is a dairy allergy, I can work around that. Gluten is a little bit harder, and sugar, like being sugar-free, there's so many different avenues. Yeah, there's so many different avenues. And you know what? My balls are good, like, with the flavors they have.
Sweet or not sweet.
Right, right. Right, sweet or unsweet, with nuts or without.
There you go.
You know? I can accommodate to most requests. I try super hard. Even red dye. A lot of children are very sensitive to red dye.
That I've seen. Mm-hmm. My kids were sensitive to red dye. Mm-hmm. Red 40.
Yeah, we try very hard actually to keep red dye.
Isn't that weird?
Yes. Red.
That is weird. That I was like, I'll stop. And then my son David, he would react. He'd get a little nutty on that red 40.
Oh, yeah. And I tried natural flavorings are great. Beet juice. And can't taste it. Like, you know, kids, beet juice. No, can't taste it. It's like hiding vegetables in pasta sauce and things like that nowadays.
They call it upbeet juice.
Yes. Upbeat. That's a good idea. Yeah, I might use that in my description.
Don't worry about it. Upbeat juice.
Upbeat juice. Yeah. So, red dye is sort of, I actually had a request at Valentine's Day. Like, can you do the hearts in a different color? Great. Your wife actually said, make them in every single color you can think of. You know, like, we've got a lot of hearts. Let's do it. Okay, great.
She's so funny. She loves that. Oh, my
God. Oh, she was so excited. I'm so happy that she was thrilled. That is, like, my joy. And if there's anybody who has something that they weren't so happy with, mention it to me. I'm good. Constructive criticism. I mean, very rarely would you dislike my balls or, like, my cakes or something. Right. But if there is a problem, I will fix it.
No, I get it. And, you know, anything you do, share it with my wife. Send it over to her. She'll share it. She's a sharing fool. She loves that stuff. Yeah. And we always love to promote any small business.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. It's super hard to be in this kind of arena right now. You know, I hear supermarkets like, these small businesses, I don't know how they're going to, you know, because the prices keep going up. Well, we're going to try. We're going to try very hard to stay alive.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy this so much. So.
Well, like, small business is great as long as everything's going all right, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, as an owner of a small business, it's weird. I've had a lot of, you know what happens, which is kind of strange, is President's Day weekend is like the killer. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody goes on vacation. Yes. Everybody's off. Kids, senior ditch day, senior week. Everyone mm-hmm. takes off for President's Day. And you come sort of out of, like, Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And there's this, like, drop off after Super Bowl, and then you're just kind of like, what's going on with business? And so it's a combination of the fact everyone kind of gets out of town for those couple weeks, mm-hmm. and then just natural fear, I guess. But I just sort of have been going through it, and I've had the 2 weeks before and after President's Day weekend are very slow, and I'm like, business is dying. It's mm-hmm. it. It's over. Yeah. We're never going to make it. And then this week we're in right now, I've been very busy.
Yeah, so, the January, I usually take off. And do the, you know, the whole tax thing and do the adulting, like, you know, catch up on, you know, after, you know, Santa visits and all that thing, all that stuff. So February, you know, is when I'm like, all right, let's go. We're full power into Valentine's Day. There's a little bit of a break. If you're into St. Patrick's Day, great. You know, like, that's not like a huge holiday for Bites of Delight. But, you know, then you go into Easter, Mother's Day. Father's Day, you know, I do a lot of, I've done for Father's Day, like, toolboxes filled with, like, little brownies that look like steak. And I have my rare and medium sticks in there, and they look just like steak, and it's all fall father flavor, like beer and pretzel.
Okay.
And, you know, so that even though it's, you know, not a huge, huge holiday for, you know, like Easter and Christmas, people love it.
What is this one?
Father's Day.
Oh.
Mother's Day, you know, I do cake ball bouquets.
Okay.
Shaped like roses. Just try to keep it alive.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All different colors?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, or if you have a request, if the mom has a favorite color, good. Let's go with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's your next big one coming out? So we just got out of Valentine's. We are going into St. Patrick's, and then I guess Easter.
Easter's my big one. I've done St. Patrick's Day before, but I've already posted my Easter treats.
Okay.
Already on my Facebook page. I have Easter bunny cake. That is mainly going to be oatmeal cream pie flavored cake. Mm-hmm. And then looks like a bunny on the outside.
Okay.
Then my cake ball flavors.
So oatmeal cream pie, that's a little like a cinnamon?
It's like
spice the cake?
Yeah, the spice cake.
Okay.
And then it's got the like oatmeal cream pie cream in each layer.
It's delicious.
And then I crumble little bits of it inside the cake as well. So it's like that little bite of the oatmeal cream pie, you know.
Yeah.
And then that way there's hints of it in there too.
That's good. I love oatmeal cream. Well, I shouldn't say that. I had one recently that was very good.
Yeah, but hey, you know, with it cream filling in like Twinkies and things, like you can't really go wrong.
No.
But I say, you know, so
portion control.
Yeah, same portion control.
Don't eat five.
Everything in moderation.
I had a bad night on cookies last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tuesday, my son's like, can we have cookies? So somehow.
How can you say no to that?
I can't.
Yeah.
My jaw didn't even work that way. And he said, can we. Monday, they're like, can we make cookies? I go, we make cookies on Tuesday. That's our cookie day. Okay. So we were halfway through the night. I'm like, I think we're going to, you know, because I'm not going to bring it up.
Right.
Can we have cookies? I'm like, oh. And I made these cookies, and they're so good. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had a few.
Yeah. But
EJ
has learned the Oreo and even the chocolate chip, like dipping it in milk. He's now like figured out like, wait, you can dip cookies. You know, he's four. So he's like, you know, he's like, wait, what? So he dips it in there and he's like, you see his eyes light up like, wait, I can do this together. And so he knows mom has Oreos all the time because.
Tell him if he takes a fork and.
Yes.
Sticks it into the creamy filling. Mm-hmm. Not too far.
Nope.
Don't want to break it apart.
Yep.
Just ease it in there a little bit. You can submerge the whole thing.
Well, he likes the most stuffed. So if the cookie falls off of it, he's fine with it because he's like, I'll just eat the cream inside. Like,
yeah.
It's all good.
I can't even keep milk in the house.
Oh, well, the two, well,
I got
my
fat
daughter
on
and I
milk once.
Well, we, yeah, we, well, and EJ has found chocolate milk too. So chocolate milk is
oh
now in
God,
our house.
EJ.
We, but we limit it. Well, it's the schools. You know, that like little carton of chocolate milk.
Oh, they give chocolate milk at
oh,
school
yeah.
still?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And, but I remember like when he said that, I said, oh, you know what? I used to get that as a kid too.
Yeah.
Can't, you know, and he's making his own choices. It's all good. He gets peanut butter and jelly, juice and milk is what he tells me every day.
Okay.
Okay.
You know listen, what?
Hey.
That's the time. If you're going to eat that junk, that's when you want to do it as a kid.
Well, hopefully he learns
that. A lot of energy and you can get good metabolism and you can burn
oh,
it
yeah.
all off.
I was going to say, he goes from the time he gets up, so he can burn it off. You're all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so are you always looking for new ideas? Are we going to be doing, are we planning next Valentine's Day now?
Yes, always. I jot ideas down, screenshots if I see it online. I generally, you know, oh, this is a great idea. There's a couple ideas I've done, you know, Thanksgiving time where I've made pretzel rods look like turkey feathers. And I put them in a glass vase with a turkey face. And they're not so much of a hit because it's like a lot of pretzel rods at once.
Yeah.
They'll buy them singly like crazy.
One rod.
Right. 12, selling them for a certain price. And so, okay, no problem. So I know next year, like, not to do that. But for Valentine's Day, you know, you see great ideas, flavors. You know, I'm always on the lookout for more flavors. You know, so I'll plan to change it up. Sometimes I won't go back to the same flavors. All year long, I have the same, like, core flavors that I keep. Party time is, like, cake batter. So that's always on there all year round. I might change it to, you know, Cupid party or something for Valentine's Day, but I generally keep, and then Death by Chocolate's my popular chocolate flavor I keep all year round too.
Is that an actual flavor, mm-hmm. or is it just
amount
of?
That's what I call it because
okay.
it's like fudge, white chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate, even like depending on what I feel that week.
So it's a quantity of chocolate
because
mm-hmm. my mom used to love Death by Chocolate. She make this. I don't know what it was, but it was a big bowl of something brown. I mean, it was definitely chocolate, but and she used to call it Death by Chocolate. And mm-hmm. and I was like, is it a flavor or is it just the amount of chocolate you have in there?
No, I think adding multiple chocolates, you know, I mean, if you're going to go, that's the way to go, right?
Right. If you're going to die
yeah.
from chocolate, you might as well be a whole lot.
I don't get a lot of people offended by that name, so I sort of just stick with it.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
No, but.
Is that a flavor? Was that a flavor of chocolate? Is that like a next level flavor of chocolate?
You know, I mean, anything's possible in this
yeah.
in this day and age. No, Death by Chocolate just is what I decided to name it, and I just sort of stuck with it. Kind of like party time. I didn't want to just say birthday cake.
Yeah.
Let's do party time, or I'll look at something, and somebody may call it something different. But I want, you know, like pancakes, like chicken and waffles. I don't necessarily want to call it chicken and waffles. Plus, you know. I have little stickers on my cake balls. I don't necessarily have room to write like a whole plethora of.
Sure.
But, you know, I try to be a little different. But I've got core flavors I have all year round. And then I'm always looking for new ones. Because people, they, you know, you can go into a you know, a store and say vanilla, chocolate, cookies and cream, strawberry, shortcake, you know, but how about
red velvet?
Yep. Lemon crumble.
Do you guys do a lot of red velvet stuff?
I've done some red velvet, not as popular. I've done red velvet brownie to kind of add a little bit of a kick. I've done lemon velvet.
My wife is a gigantic fan of red velvet.
Okay.
Anything. Cake. I mean, her dream cake she used to get when she was working at the bank, they would bring her, you know, that 9-layer cake that you get from
Smith. Yes.
My God. So this was like the big event of the year, this 9-layer red velvet cake. And oh my God, first of all, it just looked awesome, right?
Oh yeah.
And 9 layers of anything is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Icing between each layer is just amazing. Yeah. She just loves that stuff.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And you know where to find me.
Well, we're going to need, so her birthday's coming up. We're going to have to get something.
Fabulous.
We'll have to get something for her, but yeah. It's going to have to be in red velvet.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. No problem.
Draped in red velvet.
Mm-hmm. Anything she wants. I got you. I got her covered. So.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, listen, Kristen, it's I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I just appreciate your hustler.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And it's, don't tell us what we can't do. Tell us what we can do. Right?
Absolutely.
And that's what
yes.
I love. And, you know, whether it's, you know, a heart you break with a hammer, one day sell a Mary Kay.
Mm-hmm.
You're still doing the Mary Kay thing. So mm-hmm. people, if they are interested in that, they can always reach out to you. I love that eye stuff.
That is my go-to product. Yep.
What's it called?
It is Instant Puffiness Reducer.
Yes. That little gel. Just dab it. Not
that
too
is,
much.
Nope. You don't need a lot, and
just
it's great.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I love that stuff.
Balls and makeup, you know? It's all good.
Sorry. Just reverted back to being 7. Well, you are Kristen Abbott, and you do have Bites of Delight, and you're, you know, go check her out. Easter's coming.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be the carrot we're going to break this year.
Yeah.
I love it. That's so
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Have a great day,
Thank
Kristen.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.